The latest polls show Le Pen's party, National Rally, formerly known as National Front, squeezing past President Emmanuel Macron's La République En Marche. Both parties hover around the 22% mark, with Le Pen taking a half-point lead.
Il faut qu'il fasse comme le général de Gaulle. S'il perd cette élection, alors il devra partir.
Il devra démissionner.
Le Pen recently told French TV, LCI, that if Macron's party doesn't lead in the European election results, he should step down, like General Charles de Gaulle did in 1969. Le Pen isn't the only one billing these elections as a referendum on Macron. For months, thousands of yellow vest protesters have taken to the streets across France. Their demands are varied, but reflect general discontent with inequality and what they see as an out-of-touch government. Macron démission has become the rallying cry of the yellow vests, a call for the president to resign. French opposition leaders are using that sentiment and hoping yellow vests will turn out to vote in these European elections. But yellow vest protests last weekend saw the lowest turnout since the movement began 6 months ago. The Interior Ministry reported just under 19,000 protesters across France and only 1,200 in Paris. Even so, well-known yellow vest personality Jérôme Rodriguez has called on protesters to vote in the European elections for anyone but Macron.
Alors moi pour les européennes, j'appelle un maximum de gens à aller voter.
Above all, don't not vote. Abstention is a vote for Macron. I'm calling for an anti-Macron vote.
Rodriguez didn't endorse a particular party or even one of the proposed yellow vest lists. And despite the impact that months of protest have had on the country, polls show yellow vest candidates getting only 2% of the vote. If the yellow vest movement isn't behind Le Pen, then she will instead have to rely on her base to vote and on youth. Le Pen has placed her bets on 23-year-old Jordan Bardella, who leads the National Rally list.
Je vote Jordan Bardella, tête de liste du Rassemblement National.
Je vote Jordan Bardella, tête de liste.
Je vote Jordan Bardella.
Je vote Jordan Bardella.
Je vote Jordan Bardella.
Je vote Jordan Bardella.
Je vote Jordan Bardella, tête de liste du Rassemblement National.
In videos on social media, these young French voters voiced their support for Bardella and National Rally. Bardella rose through the ranks of the party to become a spokesman. That has made him a fixture talking head in French broadcast news, a fresh young face for the party. He has campaigned on his identity as the son of Italian immigrants who grew up in Saint-Denis, a Paris suburb with a rough-and-tumble reputation. He says that's where he witnessed firsthand the problems that arise from the mass immigration of non-Europeans. A recent poll by Ipsos shows only a little more than a third of French plan to vote in these elections. President Macron does not usually comment on French domestic politics while abroad, but he recently made an exception.
Je ne fais jamais, vous le savez, de pronostics sur le jour d'après.
Speaking at a summit in Romania, Macron said he will use all his energy to keep Le Pen's party from leading in the European elections. Jake Saganaro, DW, Paris.